Actor-director Michael Urie is here to talk about his new web series, What's Your Emergency, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Michael.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your new series, What's Your Emergency?
Well, it is about the 911 operators in Hell, Michigan, which is a real place, by the way. The 911 call center that we've created is completely fake, and it is run by complete idiots. And the idea is that we put these low-stakes characters, these sort of simpletons, in a high-stakes situation. And so the operators of 911 Hell are really completely out of their league, but they don't really know it. So soft-brained clowns who happen to have these extremely high-stakes jobs. We've got an incredible cast of characters, starting with our two creators and writers, Hallie Pfeiffer and Ryan Spahn, who've worked together before. They created the show, and they wrote all the episodes, and then they play the two central characters. And then we have some really exciting people from the theater, like Reed Burney and Sierra Bacchus and Deborah Monk, and then a bunch of great guest cameos. Every episode is an emergency on a phone that you hear through our characters, who are our operators, and then you'll get a glimpse of that poor person in peril. And we have great actors like America Ferrera and Alan Cumming and Lynn Cohen and David Krumholtz did a cameo. And episode to episode, you'll see a quick adventure of this group of people who work together and the emergencies that they are solving or they are trying to solve.
What attracted you to get involved and direct this?
I kind of helped make this all happen. Ryan Spahn is my partner in life, and he, in an improv class, came up with this character of a sort of idiot that works at 911. And I thought it was a hilarious idea, and I said, you should flesh that out. So we got with Hallie Pfeiffer, and they basically created this show. And Hallie and Ryan had written a film called He's Way More Famous Than You, which I directed. So I sort of knew when I planted the seed that he and Hallie should create this thing together. I sort of knew I'd get the job as director. And as is often the way with proactive people in show business, I knew what I was doing. I sort of made it happen. And I'm the one who took it to Stage 17, which is the great company that produced this for us. I'm a big believer in making your own opportunities, and this is a perfect example of having a seed of an idea, well, Ryan's idea, really, and then taking it and making a whole world around it. And I really feel like these characters, like any office comedy, these characters will live in any situation, can be put in any comic situation within the confines of working at 911 Hell, and there's going to be a story there. The characters are really, really good, and most of the actors were on board, were chosen prior to the scripts being written, which means that the characters are really tailor-made for this wonderful cast of actors that we have. You know, in the series television that I've worked in, it's always better once the writers know the actors. Once the actors' voices are in the writers' heads, it just comes out all the better.
What would you like to accomplish with this series?
The web is such an interesting place, as you know, and we're seeing a lot of success with these short-form comedy series. And we have six episodes coming out, and each episode ranges from anywhere from 6 to 9 minutes. And it's a quick distraction. All of us are on our computers so often. I know I spend a lot of time on my computer, and there are so many distractions. I'm on my email, I check my Facebook, I go to Huffington Post, I do whatever it is that I do. And I feel like in the world of web entertainment, the opportunity to create short-form comedy, short-form distractions is ripe, and well, I wanted to get in on that. I feel like so much comedy happens quickly in short spurts. I've found working in comedy on television that sometimes a half an hour is more than you really need, and when you fill up a whole half hour's worth of comedy or an hour's worth of comedy, there's often fat that could be trimmed. And I thought that the opportunity to tell funny stories in 6 to 9 minutes was right there in front of us. And this show would do that. So I hope that we can become a part of that landscape, one of the cool web shows that's out there right now. And I really want to do another season. We've shot the entire season already, and I really want to go back and dive back in with these characters. We have so many ideas already. And once it's out there, once people like it, hopefully, the floodgates will hopefully open.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I feel, as an actor, we have a responsibility to entertain, first and foremost. But I also feel like being in the public eye and putting work out there for public consumption, we also have a responsibility for artists as activists or activists as artists. And I feel strongly that it's important to show good role models in the LGBTQ community and not to avoid topics. As an actor, not to avoid characters. When people first started to know who I was doing Ugly Betty, I was told by industry insiders not to take another gay character, because the character I played was openly gay, and also, you know, specifically that character was very campy, very fashionable, also very bitchy. I think people were afraid I'd be pigeonholed by playing gay characters. But I haven't shied away from playing gay characters, and I also have gotten to play a wide variety of gay characters since then. I'm so proud that Matt Bomer just won a Golden Globe for The Normal Heart, a gay man playing a gay man. That's very rare. I mean, yeah, straight actors get awards for playing gay characters all the time, but you don't often see gay actors playing gay characters, or at least you don't get to see them in the mainstream and up on stage accepting awards. So that was a pretty proud moment for me when I saw Matt up there accepting that award. It was a huge step, I think. I want to keep trying for that. I want to keep working towards things like that. I want to see the community to continue to thrive. We keep adding letters to LGBTQ. Hopefully someday it won't matter what letter we are. We'll all be just people.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, LGBTQ teens may not realize it, but they're incredibly lucky. When I was growing up, I didn't have the internet. I lived in Texas. I had great parents, very supportive parents, and I was in the theater, so I was exposed to gay people. I knew what Angels in America was, and I knew, you know, who Tennessee Williams was. I had this leadership at my disposal, but if I didn't have the theater, and if I didn't have, you know, great parents, I might not have found anything like that. I might have thought that I was completely alone. And luckily, teens today, they have the internet. There are gay characters all over television. They may not see a way out of their current situation, but they must see that there are others like them, and I would just encourage anyone who feels like they're alone to reach out, to look, to find them, to Google them, and there are ways of escaping their isolation, and, you know, it does get better. It really, really does.
How can people get information about What's Your Emergency?
Well, What's Your Emergency will be available to stream beginning Tuesday, January 27th, at stage17.tv. You can also go to my company website, yourmee.com, that's URMEE.com, and there'll be links to it, or my website, or find us on Twitter, or on Facebook, or all over.
What other projects are you working on?
I've produced a film that's also written by Ryan Spahn, that will be out on February the 10th. It's called Grantham and Rose, and it stars Jake T. Austin, who's a Disney kid, a teen heartthrob boy, and Marla Gibbs, who is the legend from 227 and The Jeffersons, and Tessa Thompson, who has had a breakout year in Dear White People and Selma this year. And it's a wonderful story about a 17-year-old punk white kid and an 83-year-old black lady who end up becoming friends and taking a trip together to discover sort of who they were and who they're going to be. And really beautiful film that we shot in Atlanta. It'll be out February 10th. It'll be available on iTunes. And then in March and April, I will be performing Buyer and Seller at the Meunier Chocolate Factory in London. Buyer and Seller was a play that I did off-Broadway for about a year and a half, and then I took it on the road and played it in San Francisco and Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, D.C., and it's a one-man comedy about the guy who gets hired to work in the street of shops that Barbara Streisand built in her basement. It's a totally fictional story about a completely fictional guy, but the shops are real. She really does have shops in her basement. Who knows why? In the meantime, I will be appearing on the show Workaholics. I'm a guest star on Workaholics, which is on Comedy Central, and I was most recently on Modern Family in a role that looks to be coming back soon.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I always try and keep my head up, and I try to keep focused on the things that are coming my way, as opposed to the things I wish were coming my way. It's so easy to look at other people, at what other people have, or think about what you want, or to imagine your dreams. But the truth is, the only things we can really take charge of are the things that are actually happening in our lives. And I was lucky. I had something really big happen to me when I was 26 with Ugly Betty. It was a big thing. It was one of those A-plus jobs that you just follow. Those jobs don't come along very often. I mean, there are lots of A-plus jobs out there for actors, but specifically, we all have dreams. And the more specific your dream is, less likely it's going to come true. And I always try to avoid my dreams. Yeah, I have them. Yeah, sure, there's things I want to do. I would love to be Tom Hanks. But that's not going to happen. Instead, I have to look at what's around me and capitalize on the momentum that is actually coming my way. Follow the leads that are in front of me are the moments that I find true happiness. And the moments where I try to make something happen that isn't necessarily happening, or try to manifest something out of an opportunity that's not really there, that's when I get depressed. That's when I get discouraged.